Park, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 28th, 2020. Well, today we're going to return to the book of Proverbs and do our devotion on the book of Proverbs, and we're going to look at Proverbs 2, verses 11 and 12. Proverbs 2:11 says, "Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things." So really, we're going to focus on just two things. We're going to focus on discretion and understanding. You know, I think we all know that Proverbs is about wisdom, and we do want to think about the wisdom which is given to us in the book of Proverbs. And we want to understand that the outcome of this wisdom is discretion and understanding. As followers of Jesus, we should understand that we need discretion and understanding. So what is discretion? Well, Webster's describes discretion as that discernment which enables a person to judge critically of what is correct and proper, united with caution, nice discernment and judgment, directed by circumspection, and primarily regarding one's own conduct. So discretion is looking at your own conduct and using circumspection when you're making decisions. So circumspection then is being careful to consider all circumstances and possible consequences. You know, it's making good choices. It's understanding that there are consequences to your actions. And then it's looking at all of the possibilities when you're making a decision. So when you're being wise, you'll be careful about life. Wisdom is making a decision and paying close attention to every detail. Really, wisdom is not taking any decision for granted. It's not being comfortable at any time. It's understanding that you need to be on guard at all times. Even in wisdom and in practicing discretion, you will understand your own weaknesses, which will cause you to remain dependent upon the Lord to sustain you in holiness. Just preaching through the book of Judges, and I think about Samson and how that he got comfortable, and he was so confident in his strength that he felt like his strength came from within, from himself, and he forgot that his strength came from the Lord. So discretion is understanding where your strength comes from. Do you know those who don't consider the consequences of their actions? You know, it seems more and more people don't care about the offense of their actions. I think about social media and how popular it is today, and how people aren't careful about what they post. And they'll type anything. As the old saying goes, they hide behind the keyboard. They'll post anything because, you know, it's kind of out there in cyberspace, and they don't think about how it might affect someone else. You know, I read just the other day about how dangerous TikTok is for young people. The report stated how that pedophiles use TikTok to find their marks. Parents allow their children to be exposed through social media. They allow their children to parade themselves for the world to see. Now, I'm not a social media hater. I love social media. I guess I'm just trying to remind you to be discreet when you're using it. Do you take into consideration your actions before you act? Do you recognize that the consequences exist for your actions? You know, one thing I can't get out of my mind is an old cartoon that said, "If I doot it, I get a whoopin'. I doot it anyway." You know, that person was considering their actions and knew there were consequences, but they chose to act anyway. What about you? Do you recognize that consequences exist for your actions? The wise person will be discreet, paying attention to actions, thinking about the consequences before acting. the wise one will understand that sometimes I'm sorry isn't enough. Words cannot be redacted. Sometimes actions cannot be overlooked. As a believer, you need to be discreet, and so therefore your discretion will watch over you. It will protect you from making foolish decisions. It also says in our text that understanding shall keep thee. Understanding, that is the capacity in the case of opposing rules to make the right choice, and in the matter of extremes to choose the right medium, which will be bestowed upon thee. Understanding the ability to make the right choices. Discretion is consideration of actions. Understanding, then, is doing the right thing. So discretion is a consideration of the actions. And an understanding is doing the right thing. A wise person will be discreet and will make right choices. Are you wise? Are you discreet? Do you make the right choices? If you will be wise, you will. Let's pray. Lord, today I come to you to ask you to help us to learn discretion and understanding. Lord, I pray that we would see the value of both. I pray that we would see that wise choices bring you glory, and that we would seek your glory through discretion and understanding. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And until tomorrow, this is Pastor Mark signing off.